Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Kuf Chet Amud Aleph. This will be the penultimate podcast of our study of Masechet Menachot. We're looking at the ninth Mishnah of the 13th Perek, the beginning of the ninth Mishnah, Shor at the bottom of Kuf Chet Amud Aleph. Shor Zeh Olah V'Nistaev. Let's say you dedicated a shor to be an Olah and it became a Balmum. You could take the money that you redeem it with and then that you sell it out with and use that money and buy and bring two shvarim. If you brought two and that happened to them, you can combine the money and turn it into one. For Rebbe Oser, Rebbe disagrees and says you may not do that. A parallel case, you have a ram and you dedicated it and then it became balmum. You could bring a lamb with it. Same thing with a lamb, you could bring a ram. And again, Rebbe Oser, Rebbe disagrees. Now, the opening piece of the Gemara is, we said in an earlier Mishnah that we saw in the previous podcast that if you committed to bringing a shor for one maneh and you brought two of them that together make up a maneh, lo yatsa, which means that you do have to bring what you originally committed to for that value. The answer is shor zeh v'nistaev shani. This is a different case because here you did bring the proper shor and it became a balmum. There is no achrayut involved because it's shor zeh, and therefore you just have to take that money and use it for an olah, whether it's one animal or two. Rabbi Oser. So in my time, why does Rabbi disagree and say it's asur? Because it's a case of committing to a large korban, meaning two, and you brought a small one, or a ram, and you brought a lamb. Even though you're right, it became a balmum, and you really have no achrayut, because it was zeh, l'chatchila lo shari Rebbe. Rebbe says, l'chatchila, you can't bring it, but the avad would accept it. Why doesn't Rebbe then disagree about the first case, where you committed to bringing one, and you brought two? Rebbe Akula Maltapalik. The answer is Rebbe does disagree. He disagrees all the way down the line. Venata du the Rabbanan Adamaski the Miltayu. He waits for the Rabbanan to finish everything they're going to say. Paramifli Galayu. And then he disagrees, which means, by the way, the two clauses of our Mishnah were originally two separate Mishnayot. And Rebbe had the Rabbanan present their approach and then said both cases are Asur and said it again after the next piece. And then it was put together as one Mishnah. And they prove it from the fact that Rebbe disagrees again in the second clause. Shema mina. You can infer from that. The question is, what if instead of going from one bull to two bulls, or you went from a ram to a lamb, what if you were to go species to species? Like the bull became a balmum and you brought three lambs instead. Toshma, let's see. Shor zeh olah v'nistaev, lo yivinav ayil, v'hamivi b'damav shnei ilim. So we have a brayta that directly addresses this and says that if you have a shor and become balmum, you can't use the money to bring a ram, because that's far less, but you could use the money to bring two rams. Rebbe Oser, and Rebbe disagrees for a side reason, which is the fisha ein bila, meaning that the two menachot can't be mixed together, because each mincha has to be separate. Shma minah, so you can infer from there that there's no inherent opposition to the idea of going from one species to another. So yahachi my ear yitre, so why pick two? Afilu chadnami. So why not allow him to bring one ram? Why two? The answer is trei tanoi valibir rabbanon. There are two opinions according to rabbanon. That according to this version, the rabbanon do not allow you to go from a bigger one to a smaller one, and therefore you can't go from a bull to a ram, but you can go to two rams. Now, Rebbe Oser Vishe in Bila, Tamada in Bila, Yesh Bila Shari. So that, does that mean, Rebbe, that if it weren't for the problem of the mixing of the menachot, Rebbe would allow you to bring two rams instead of one bull? We have our Mishnah where Rebbe does not allow you to change, or Chatchila to change, your commitment. So, there's two opinions again according about what Rebbe holds. Now, parenthetically, this is the end of the Braita. Egel, Vevi Par, Kevas, Vevi Ayil, Yatsa. If there weren't Balmu, and you committed to an Egel, and instead you brought a Par, or you committed to a Lamb, and you brought a Ram, Yatsa, That, of course, is stomach rabbanan, because Rebbe would say, lo yatsa, you may not bring something different than what you committed to, even if it's bigger. Okay, Ratzai Ibn Roshnaim, Amar Menashe Bar Zvi, Amar Rav, Loshanu El Damar Shor Ze Ola. It's only if you said Shor Ze Ola, then it became a balmum, you could use it for something else, two smaller shvarim, etc. Mar Shor Ze Alai Ola, if you threw in the word Alai, then Hukbah, you're committed to one shor. Doma Alai Lavio Kamar, maybe Alai just meant I'm committing to bring it. Elit Mar Achit Mar, this is how you should read it. Amar Menashe Bar Zvi, Amar Rav, Loshanu El Damar Shor Ze Ola. Either of the possibilities that we had in the Reish, I mean, the one in our Mishnah plus the word Alai, that's all good. Well, Amar says, Shor Zev Damav Alai Ola, if you said this ox and its value is my commitment as a single Ola, then Hukbah, and you can't bring it as two animals. Okay, the next Mishnah, Omer Echad Mikvasai Hekdesh. This again is dealing with how to interpret somebody's unspecified commitment. He said, one of my lambs is hektesh. V'chad mishfarai hektesh. One of my oxen is hektesh. V'yulashtayim, if he had two lambs or two bulls, hagadol shebem hektesh. We say it must be the bigger one. Shlosha, if he has three, beinoni shebem hektesh. Then the middle one is. Perashti, v'yodeyamapisha perashti. I explicated one, I don't know which one it is. Or shamar li abba v'yodeyamah. Or father told me which one it is. And father passed away. Then, and he had dedicated it, then hagadol shebem hektesh. We only take the biggest one. Now, the implication of the opening line is Alma Makdish Bain Yafe Makdish. When somebody is Makdish, they do it generously. Therefore, we assume it's the bigger one. Emasev Menonisha Ben Hektesh. But in the next clause, it says, if there's three, we take the middle one. Al Makdish Bain Ra Makdish. We see that you're not so generous when you're Makdish. So, Rashvua Choshinaf the Benoni. What the Mishnah means is not that it's only the middle one, it's also the middle one. We're concerned that perhaps he meant the best one or the middle one. The one thing that we know is he didn't mean the scrawniest one. That's still generous relative to the smallest one. So, Hechi Avid, what's the resolution here? What do? Rechi Abarav, Mamtin lo ad shiumam. You wait for the Beinoni to get a mum. Umachalag shate begadol. And then you transfer the Kedusha to the big one, Mimonav Shach. Either the big one was the original one, and there's nothing happening here, or the Beinoni was the original one, and I transferred it to the Gadol. Rachman Ravu, Aloshanu Elada Amar Echad Mishvarai Hektesh. This only applies if you said one of my oxen is Hektesh. Marshor Bishfar Hektesh, but if you say an ox among my oxen is Hektesh, then Hagadol Shemen Hektesh, only the biggest one is there. You don't have to worry about the Beinoni, because you're certainly giving the best. Torah B'Torah Ikamar, you're saying an ox among my oxen. Eini, is that really true that that's how we interpret language? Shor Bishvarai? We have a law in commerce for real estate. I'm selling you a house among my houses. You can in the end show him the attic. Even though it's bad, which means that bayit beveiti doesn't mean the best. It means any one of them, and I can pick the best worst one. You should have specified. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean the aliyah in the case meaning the attic. It means you have to show him the best house. Shor bishvarai, bayit beveiti always means the best of them. Meitavei, watch this. Shor bishvarai hektesh v'chein shor shal hektesh n'darei v'achirim. If a guy committed to that exact phrase, shor bishvarai hektesh, or the shor of hektesh got mixed up with other shvarim, hagadol shvarai hektesh, we only take the biggest one. Cholam mechulet tzorchei olot me'an chulin. We consider all of the other ones to be possibly hektesh, therefore they're sold the tzorchei olot, but the money goes the chulin, because we know it's only one of them. So that seems to indicate that shor bishvarai really means all of them, and not the finest one. It could be any of them. So Targuma Ashar Shalakdish Nari Bachreim. No, the rule about Taruvot, if they got mixed up, the rule that we consider all of them to be vile options only in the case of Taruvot. But if you said Shor Bishvarai, we wouldn't consider anything but the best. Ha V'chein Kamar, but you said V'chein, meaning the two cases are comparable. Targuma Gadol, meaning that the V'chein is just saying that we take the Gadol in both cases, always the best one. The fact that all the rest of them have to be considered potentially the one that was designated and it has to be redeemed, that's only in the case of Taruvot. Meitavei, watch this challenge by V'tiyadim Ochelecha V'nafal. A guy says, I'm selling you one of my houses, and a house fell. Mareo Naful, he could say, that one that fell, that's the one I sold you. Eved Bavadai Nim Ochelecha, he said, I'm selling you a slave among my slaves, which according to what we saw earlier should be the best slave. Umeite, one of his slaves died. Mario Mate, he could say, oh yeah, the one who died, that's the one I sold you. Yamai, let's say, Haidan Nafal, Haidan Mate. Why don't we see whether or not it was the best one that fell and the best one that died? And if not, then it should be the other one. The answer is Lokeach Kalat. You're challenging me from the case of a purchaser. Shon Lokeach Tiad Bal Ashtar L'Tachtona. We always have a rule that whoever is coming with the star, he's behind the eight ball. He has to prove his case. He has to prove that I really had a better house. Otherwise, he can get the worst house. And if one fell, you could say that's the one I sold you, and he can't prove differently. So Hashda Da'atid L'Achi. Once you're going to say that about commerce and Shtarot, Filutema Aliyah Degria. You could even go back to the earlier case about the attic and say he really did mean the attic. In other words, we could say Shor B'Shvarai does mean the best ox, but when you say Bait B'Veiti, because the fellow is coming with a star and trying to claim something, he is Yad Bal Ashtar Tachtona, therefore in that case you really can show him the attic. Okay, this next Mishnah is going to introduce us to an institution that I will talk about in an introduction to the final podcast, which will be the next one, and that is Mikdash Chonyo. So for right now, we'll just say that there was a Mikdash that operated for possibly upwards of 300 years in the town of Leontopolis, which is near Memphis in Egypt, which operated along the general guidelines and norms of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And Chachamim were divided as to whether or not it should be considered a Beit Avodah Zarah or not, and we'll get into that more in the next and final podcast. But Harei Alai Olah. If you commit to bring an Olah, you kuvet a Mikdash, you have to bring it in Yerushalayim, of course. From Yikuvah Beit Chonyo Lo Yatzah. If you bring it in Beit Chonyo, this place, then lo yatsa. Harei alai olah shar kuvet a Beit Chonyo. But if you made it contingent, I'm committing to an Olah that I'm going to bring in Beit Chonyo, shar kuvet a Mikdash, you should still bring it in Yerushalayim. From Yikuvah Beit Chonyo Yatzah. Yatsah, we have to see what Yatsah means. How can it be Yotzei a Neder and a Korban that you bring in Egypt? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zeh Olah. Ein Zeh Olah. There is no Olah. It's not like you committed to something and there is no law here. That's not an Olah. Hareini Nazir, you got Lech Mikdash. If you say, I'm going to be a Nazir, you have to shave and do all the Korbanot in Yerushalayim. Kilech Beit Chonyo, if you did all of that in Beit Chonyo, lo Yatsah. Meaning you're still a Nazir. Harei Nazir Shagalech Beit Chonyo. If you say, I'm a Nazir on condition that I do all of the process in Beit Chonyo, then Gilech Mikdash, again, the same thing, he should go to the Mikdash. Gilech Beit Chonyo Yatzah. If you went to Beit Chonyo Yatzah, and again, we have to see what that means, Shonomer Ein Zanazir. That's not Nazirut at all. If you said, Harei Nazir, Almanat, that I'm going to do this in Beit Chonyo, that's nothing. Okay. Question is, Yatsa, how can you say Yatsa when he brought it up Beit Chonyo? Hamikdal Kotla, all you did was kill an animal. Besides the problem of possibly Shchutei Chutz, all you did was kill an animal, you didn't bring a korban. So, Hamnuna Nasa, Komer Ariel Ayolam, Menach Shalit Chayev Bachariyuta. When you said, on condition I bring it Beit Chonyo, it's like you're saying, I have no Chiyu Bachariyut. So if it died, even at my own hand, I don't have an obligation to bring anything more. Which means Yatsa here doesn't mean you fulfilled your ned there. It means that you are just off the hook. Amarle Rava. Rava said, Almiata, Sefer Ektani. Look at the Sefer. Harein Nazir Shagalech Beit Chonyo, Yigalech Mikdash, Vigalech Beit Chonyo Yatsa. How can you say Yatsa? Chamid Nasai, Kom Harein Nazir, Manat Shalot Chayev, Bachariyut, Kobanotav. A person says, I'm a Nazir as long as I don't have responsibility for my korbanot. Nazir korban lomaiti korbanot av lomit kasher. I can't move to the next step of drinking wine, etc. until I bring my korbanot. These korbanot are not up to me. So that doesn't work. Amrava adam zel doro nitkaven. What we have to interpret his words is that the person wanted to just give a gift to God. Amar isagi beit chonyo tarchana. If I can go to beit chonyo, that's not too far from my house, I'll go. Tfeilu matzim story. I can't go further than that through Shalayim. So Nazir Nami, Hai Gavri Litzuri Nafshei Kamachavin. The person just wanted to afflict himself and give up wine for a while. Right? Isagir Meit Chonyo Tarchana. If I can do it Meit Chonyo, fine. It's Fei Lo Matzim Litzuri. I can't bother myself to go further. And therefore, he really says it wasn't a full neder. For Hamnuna Amar Lachas, or Hamnuna's response to that would be, Nazir Kedika Amar. You have a good claim about Nazir. My position will not work for Nazir. Ola, I'm going to stick to it. I'm not Shalit Chayev Bachar Yutak Amar. I still think that Ola means I'm bringing Ola to bring a Beit Chonyo, meaning that I don't want to have Chiyuv Achrayut, that if something happens to him, including my killing it, I'm off the hook. Rabbi Yochanan Savalad Rav Hanuna. Rabbi Yochanan would support that also. Damar Rav Hanan Rabbi Yochanan. Hare Alai Ola Shkevena Beit Chonyo Vikirab Ba'eretz Yisrael Yatsah Ve'anush Karet. If you said I'm doing it on a condition I'll bring it Beit Chonyo and he brings it somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the Mikdash. Yatsah, he fulfills his obligation. Ve'anosh karet, he's chayav karet. Why is he chayav karet? For shchut echutz. Why is he yatsah? Yatsah here means that there's no more achrayut. Tamiach, we have a brayta that's parallel. Olash, kuvenam amid bar. I'm going to bring it in the desert. V'kuvah be'evra yarden. He brought it on the other side of the Yarden. Yatsah, ve'anosh karet. Same thing. The karet there is because shchut echutz, and the atzai is because there's no achrayut. That phrasing would not work with Rava's interpretation. So therefore, the way that the Gemara seems to solve it is that Rav Hamnuna's explanation works for the first clause, which is the olah, and Rava's definitely is needed in order to explain the second clause about the nazir. Okay, we'll meet again for our final podcast on Masechta Menachot, on Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph, and take a look a little more detail about Beit Chonyo and where it came from and what is established, and we'll see the Machlok and Chachamim about what its nature is and even sort of the story behind it. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.